This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Moderna Incorporated's coronavirus vaccine on Friday became the second to receive emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, providing some welcome news to a nation struggling with a staggering COVID-19 death toll of more than 313,000 lives lost. The FDA announced the authorization Friday evening after the agency's panel of outside experts on Thursday had endorsed its use. The move gives the U.S. a critical new weapon against the coronavirus, in addition to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, now being dispensed to millions of healthcare workers and nursing home patients as part of the biggest vaccination drive in American history. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said Friday a team of international experts looking into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic will travel to China in the first week of January. Dr. Michael Ryan said that his team won't be supervised by Chinese officials.
The team is a WHO team. It's a team of international experts who are of international renown who will work with our Chinese colleagues. They will not be, as you say in quotes, supervised by Chinese officials.
Ryan added there will be quarantine arrangements for the team that will have to comply with risk management measures in Chinese regulations, but the team will visit the suspected site of the outbreak in the city of Wuhan. Heading into the year-end holidays, Ryan said the world should celebrate the arrival of vaccines, but cautioned that the next 3 to 6 months are going to be tough in the fight against COVID-19. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed and 10 others wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in Galkayo town in the Mudug region of central Somalia. The suicide bomber targeted government officials and members of the prime minister's security team heading to the stadium. The Al-Shabaab Islamist militant group claimed responsibility, saying that the prime minister was the target of the attack. Friday's explosion comes as tensions continue to simmer in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and the country gets closer to presidential elections scheduled for February 8th. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Friday killed at least 15 civilians, most of them children, in eastern Ghazni province. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said that explosives were packed in a three-wheel rickshaw parked near a ceremony where the Muslim holy book, the Quran, was being recited. The powerful blast also wounded 20 people. The Taliban, which controls large parts of Ghazni, asserted that the blast was caused by unexploded ordnance, and 12 children were among those killed. The bloodshed comes even as the Afghan government and the Taliban have been engaged in peace talks since September to negotiate a political end to the country's 19-year-old war. The United States added dozens of Chinese companies, including the country's top chipmaker SMIC and drone manufacturer SZDJI, to a trade blacklist on Friday, as President Donald Trump's administration ratchets up tensions with Beijing in his final weeks in office. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said his agency will not allow such technology to help build the military of an increasingly belligerent adversary. SMIC has previously said it has no ties to the Chinese government. The Commerce Department is putting more than 60 other firms on the so-called entity list for allegedly being involved with the Chinese military, human rights violations, theft of trade secrets, and the push to claim territory in the South China Sea. The Washington Monument has been forced to close because of the coronavirus, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The abrupt decision was made after a recent visit to the monument by Interior Secretary David Bernhardt. He tested positive for the coronavirus this week. A department spokesman says a couple of employees have quarantined, resulting in a reduction of workers, resulting in the temporary closure. The spokesman says the secretary was wearing a mask during the visit. Bernhardt says he's quarantining and is not showing any symptoms. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.